Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having an amazing day today. We are going to be talking about this sense that we wish it was easier to make progress towards our goal, or the sense that things are hard or difficult. This actually came up I was doing a coaching call inside the consistency course the other day, and somebody said they were having a hard time with the fact that meal prep and food prep feels boring and it feels hard. And it spurred an interesting conversation. Why is it bad that it's hard? What if hard is how we know that we're pursuing something worthwhile? And that's certainly not an exclusive situation. But when I think about building a business, it was super hard. And that hard work, I mean, to be super cliche, it paid off, right? When I think about losing over 100 pounds, there's absolutely moments, lots and lots and lots of moments where it felt hard. And there's a tremendous reward in that. The example that I gave when we were on the call inside the consistency course was thinking back to when I was a kid. My mom had the Suzanne Summers books and the little pink weights that were probably like 1 pound maybe. And it's not to say that you can't possibly get fit with 1 pound dumbbells. I'm sure that there's somebody out there who has gotten strong that way. But when it comes to building strength, part of the process is challenge, is difficulty, is something feeling hard. And because of that, we can, and maybe we should, reframe this idea of hard as valuable, as a sign that we are on the right path. Now, before we get too far down this path, I want to tell you what we're giving away today. The last couple weekends, we did interviews, which we're going to get back to, listener interviews and coaching on the show. I'm really excited to put forth a process so that I can talk to more of you guys and have more episodes like that, because the last two Saturday episodes have really, really resonated with so many of you. I've gotten a ton of messages and emails about it. But since we were doing that, I didn't have our traditional giveaways. Today, we are going to give away Kids Calm. It is coming out, gosh, in a week. I did an episode on this a few weeks back. It is targeted for, developed for kids, but I, for one, will absolutely be taking it as an adult. It is a gummy, which I love. Little sweet treat that has some benefits, and it helps with calming and relaxation by being part of our body's normal melatonin production process and pathway. It does not contain melatonin, but it has components that are required for our body's own manufacture of melatonin, like 5-HTP. So there's a pathway in the body that goes from 5-HTP to serotonin, which is naturally one of those like calming neurotransmitters, to melatonin, which helps us not only fall asleep, but stay asleep and get into those deeper restorative stages of sleep where healing happens. And one of the problems with melatonin supplementation is that it can diminish the body's natural production of melatonin. We don't want to do that. So I'm excited about this kid's calming and relaxation gummy. Again, I'm going to be taking it myself. So that's what I'm going to give away today. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. You can win by leaving a review of this podcast, or be eligible to win by leaving a review on whatever platform you're listening. So my sense of our journeys is that we feel like something's wrong with us if change feels hard. Like, oh, why is this so hard for me? Have you ever felt that before? I've certainly felt that in all sorts of areas of my life. Like, why is getting up when my alarm goes off so hard for me? Why is technology stuff so hard for me? Why is eating well consistently so hard for me? As though it's a reflection of what we're capable of, and it's not. We think maybe it should be easier. We think that resistance is in some way an impediment. it's a barrier, it's a blockade, it's holding us back, but it's actually not. Right? There's a difference between something that is an actual barrier and something that feels like a barrier. And getting this confused is the fast track to feeling discouraged and giving up on your journey. There's a difference between a literal barrier. I broke my arm and so I can no longer do shoulder press, right? That I didn't. I'm just using it as an example. I didn't break my arm. So that is an actual barrier to that particular thing. That is not the same thing as something feeling like it's in your way. Your resistance, your reluctance, your tendency to procrastinate. Those are not actual barriers, but we can convince ourselves they're actual barriers. We can behave as though they're actual barriers, but there's nothing at all keeping us from action. I was mentioning earlier the tie-in to lifting weights, but it's just such a good one if you've ever experienced strength building. It has to challenge you to work for you. So it is not in any way a reflection of you or your potential that it feels hard. That's like a requirement, you know? I mean, it's an important part of the process. It's okay if it feels hard. We could argue that it's good if it feels hard. It is not an actual barrier that it feels hard for you. And I think it would get easier if you embrace that sense that it's hard work as an indication that you're doing something meaningful, you're doing something worthwhile, you're doing something that can make you better. That's not to say that we can't try to make things easier. One of my favorite questions is, what would this look like if it was easier? Or what can I do to make this a little bit easier? And that's part of being more prepared mentally or strategically. That is not a bad thing. But this notion that we are limited by the fact that it feels hard is not real. It is not true. And if we shift our mindset, we can actually feel more drawn to things that challenge us or that we find difficult. A little bit of a gear shift here, but it definitely feels related to me. I am reading this book. I'm going to link to it. Where did I put it? Book is not on this topic at all, but I found something that kind of ties into this when I was reading this book the other day. I'm reading a book called Sacred Marriage. It's by Gary Thomas. If you want to be really challenged in your relationship, you can read it. I'll link it in the show description if anybody's curious about it. But in the book, it says that love is not a natural response that gushes out of us unbidden. Infatuation does that, right? But love is not like our default reaction. On the flip side, hate or frustration or irritation, those things are ready to go. They are just ready to spring forth. But love, it says, must be chased after, must be practiced, must be aspired to. And so often we're not doing that chasing. We're not doing that practicing. We're not aspiring to that. Well, maybe we're doing the aspiring part. We have to take that idea and apply it to whatever we're trying to create in our life. We sometimes have this expectation that health or healthy behaviors should spring forth naturally, but they don't. In fact, it's probably more like laziness and apathy are the ones that are ready to spring forth naturally. But health must be chased after, must be aspired to, must be practiced. Financial freedom isn't going to just come to us. It doesn't spring forth naturally. Again, it's probably more laziness and being reactive. But financial freedom must be chased after, aspired to, practiced, acquired. So where I want to go with this today, beyond just the notion that it's not an actual barrier if something feels difficult, and it's not a problem if something feels hard, that can actually be a sign that you're doing something valuable and meaningful and worthwhile, and you might want to move towards that with enthusiasm or at least positive expectation. But the other thing that I really wanted to do from a strategy standpoint, from a put the work in instead of just hearing the sound of my voice and going on about your day, what does it look like in action to chase after, aspire to, practice, acquire health or fitness or financial freedom or relationship improvement? Because these things are not going to spring forth naturally, despite the fact that that would be really awesome. That would be so much easier. Answer these questions and be specific. Don't just think it over. So often what is in this for you, what could move you to the next level, requires that you slow down and do a little work, not just passively absorb the information. So if we are saying that health isn't going to spring forth naturally, it has to be chased after, it has to be aspired to, it has to be practiced. Okay, well then, what does that look like in action? If I were to chase after health today, if I were to aspire to health today, if I were to work towards acquiring health today, what would that look like in action? What would I do? What would I not do? Do I have clarity around the behaviors that are available to me to get better at this thing called building health? Similarly, around wealth, if I understand that wealth, unfortunately, is not going to spring forth naturally, but it has to be practiced and chased after and aspired to and practiced, well, what would that look like? Do I have those behaviors defined, clear, so that when I'm setting up my day, I can make sure I'm incorporating at least one or two of those elements most days? What are the behaviors, the actions, the things that I do or don't do to aspire to practice, to create financial flexibility, financial freedom? I think it's a really great tool to have this list, if you will, this brainstorm. And as we're adding all of these things on our to-do list, we need to call the car company and we need to pay the electric bill and we need to pick up milk. Do we have these behaviors there too that help us create health or create wealth or improve our relationships? Because again, if we just fly by the seat of our pants and do all of these other things that we've decided need to be done today, we're not going to drift towards health. We're not going to drift towards wealth. We're not going to drift into amazing relationships. It's been so helpful to me to think about this in terms of love, because gosh, we can think of a million different movies and books that make it feel like love is just this connection and this draw to another person. But if you've ever lived with somebody for a long time or been married or raised kids with somebody, you know that the things that come forth naturally are irritation and frustration and disappointment and unmet expectations, right? That the love is much more intentional. There's a lot more effort required there. It is not springing forth naturally. And so when I think about this in terms of love, it has to be chased after. It has to be practiced. All right. It's one thing to know that. It's another thing to say, what does it look like to practice loving my husband? What does it look like to acquire a loving dynamic in my marriage relationship or with my kids or with my sister or with anybody? What does that look like? And having this defined is a really important step toward making sure I'm incorporating these behaviors. One of the things I love about the Changemakers Journal is that I included the element of fulfillment, because to-do lists are easy. I could tell you 20 things on my to-do list today. But what happens is that we often overvalue productivity and we undervalue or don't even consider at all fulfillment. And so because the Changemakers Journal intentionally calls out behaviors that foster fulfillment, it prompts me in these areas like, okay, I am more fulfilled when my marriage is stronger than weaker, when there's intentional effort going there. So what are those things? What are those behaviors? What are those patterns? What are those habits? Create these lists for yourself. Health is not just going to flow forth naturally. It doesn't for most people. Sure, I'm sure there are some people out there that like, oh no, that's just my natural default. They probably worked for that though. They probably created that. That's probably a result of many years of intentional effort. And it's not bad that it has to be chased after or practiced or aspired to. It has a tremendous payoff and a tremendous reward. And I would say it's worth every little bit of effort. But you're going to make the execution a lot easier for yourself if you can answer some of these questions. What does it look like in action to chase after, practice, aspire to health or wealth or fitness or whatever it is that you are looking to create in your life? And then the last thing I'll say is this. Are you noticing when you're talking yourself out of these behaviors, or are you just checked out and rolling with the punches? Are you being honest with yourself about what's going on when you're talking yourself out of health, when you're talking yourself out of wealth, when you're talking yourself out of fitness? Are you being honest with yourself about these conversations? It's a really great opportunity to slow down and really be there for this internal dialogue that probably has been going unnoticed. I'm trying to talk myself out of my workout. Why? What's going on there? Am I thinking incomplete thoughts? Am I being really honest with myself? Am I giving voice to what I want most and why? Am I considering all of the options that exist between all and nothing? Really start to be more present and more honest with those conversations. But keep this in mind that this, again, the idea came from this book, Sacred Marriage. Love is not a natural response that just comes from us without effort. It must be chased after, practiced, and aspired to. So how can we take that and start to define what it looks like to practice, aspire to, chase after health or wealth or whatever you're trying to create in your life? Define that and then treat those elements as significantly and give them as much priority as you give to the items that show up on your regular to-do list. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.